Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
When you're up on the mountains and you've got peace of mind like you never know, but things change when you're down in the valley. But don't your faith, for you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain, He's the God in the valley. When things go God in the night.
you talk faith way upon the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Oh, but now it's in the valley of trials and temptation. That's where your faith is really put to the test. Oh, for the God on the mountain is no God in the valley when things go
tonight. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you that you are here by your spirit, and because of that we'll not live the same as we came. We give you praise, we give you glory for all things and for everything. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we could come here tonight to be in your presence and to have fellowship with you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Amen. Wow. If you have lived life a little bit on this earth for a while, you'd understand the song, the fresh oil sang, that is very easy to talk when you're on top of the mountain. It's very, very easy to talk when everything is okay, when everything is going right. But can you say the same thing when things are not going the way you expected it to go? That is actually also the time that you are expected to show that you have a God that you believe in. Hallelujah. So thank you very much for that wonderful song. It lifted up my spirit, song from the spirit. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I'm going to preach for a very short while, and I have titled my message very simple, very easy. I mean, this message is so easy and so simple that everybody can understand. And it's also so simple but powerful that everybody will be blessed. So make sure you take it easy and be blessed. Don't live here without being blessed. And I've started my message, make God happy and all your needs will be supplied. Make God happy and all your needs will be supplied. You see, whoever is happy with you in life or flows with you in life is very, very important. Whoever is pleased with you, and likes you, loves you, want to talk to you, is very important. Hallelujah. And often, if the person who likes you or flows with you is not powerful, it doesn't really benefit you. Amen. That is why it is always important, wherever you are, to make the most important person be happy with you. Wherever you are, in an organization, in marriage, in a relationship, in a family setting, wherever you are, you must always make the most important person be happy with you. Hallelujah. Often you can make your brothers be happy with you, but if the most important person is not happy with you, you will not amount to much. Amen. That is why Joseph became a very important person. Because Joseph did not seek to please his brothers. Joseph knew who had the power to bless. And so he decided to please his father, no matter what the brothers said. And at the end of the day, it was the father who blessed Joseph. Hallelujah. The brothers didn't have that authority and that power. So whoever you please in life and whoever is happy with you is very important. And for us Christians, I want you to know that the most important person to be happy with you, and you must always seek to make happy, is God. Hallelujah. Not your pastor. See, not your wife, not your husband, but God. Hallelujah. Oftentimes, God works through his servants. So it's also important that his servants are pleased with you. But the most important person as a Christian to be happy with you and say, look, I like this person, I love this person, should be God. Hallelujah. So in your everything, you must want God to bless you. Amen. Now, if you make God happy, the one who can bless you, if you make him happy, he will also make you happy. And some of you have never been happy before, but one of these days, and very soon, you are going to know what is real happiness and what is real joy. What is real happiness and what is real joy? Hallelujah. And there is this popular passage of scripture that all of you know that I want to start with in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 and to 33. He said, therefore, take no thoughts, saying, what shall we eat? How many of you know that what you eat can make you happy or not happy? The things that make you happy includes this thing, the ability to eat. And people who know that when they go home, they will eat. Who know that they will eat throughout the year, they are happy. And also depending on what exactly you are going to eat, also makes you very happy. Hallelujah. So, and also what you will drink, it also makes you happy. And what you will wear. Many times I see women, they dress and they look in the mirror and they look at themselves and they feel so cute and they are so happy that they have made their hair, they have made their nails, and they go what they are wearing. They feel that they are there. Hey! And you couldn't buy a new dress. So when you came to church, you were not happy. When the people were dancing, I said, you are so quiet. You are looking at people's shoes, people's dresses, people's wigs. I said, oh, if only. So I said, these things can also make you happy or unhappy. But I said, don't take any thoughts of all these things. Hallelujah. For God knows you need all these things. But 33 is where I got my message from. 33 says that, but make God happy. This is my translation of this verse. But make God happy. And all these things shall be added unto you. Make God happy. Make God happy. You have always known this verse. We seek ye first the kingdom of God. But I've come to know that
Seeking first the kingdom of God is making God happy. Making God happy. And when God is happy with you, when God is happy with you, and then God decides to do things in your life, God decides to say things to you, into your life, and God is moved. The other day, I was thinking of my father. Those days that he used to drink, he got born again before he died. And when my father was a little bit drunk, anything you ask him, he will give to you. Anything. He will even give you his head. The following morning, he will be asking, who did I give this one to? In his moment of happiness, if you like, he was willing to give anything. I tell you, I see somebody one of these days. God is going to be intoxicated with your ways. He's going to be pleased with you. And anything you ask, God will be intoxicated with your life. Your name alone will get God drunk. When God hears your name, Rachel, 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 and God will be drunk. Anything you ask, that is when you go on your knees, the Bible will say that even before you speak, God has already answered. Even before you talk. Hallelujah. So please, the most important thing is to make God happy. Hallelujah. When God is happy with you, see, why should you make God happy? Let me tell you something. In God, in life, only one person can promote. Only one person can promote. Hey! And if God doesn't promote you, and a man decides to promote you, you can be dispromoted. Hallelujah. You sit down, let me read. In Psalm 75, if God is happy with you, he would supply your needs. And what are our needs? As you are standing, as you are here, when you are praying, what do you pray about? If you are working, you pray for promotion. Is that not so? You pray that God will promote you in life. Promoting you in life is not only in business at the office. God can promote you in life with a husband. God can promote you with a good business. Even God can promote you with somebody suggesting a beloved for you. It's also a kind of promotion. Hey. God can promote, and he said, and depend on your promoter. In those days, when is Don King still a promoter of boxers? In those days, when Don King had name, if Don King promotes you, you can see that even in the boxing fight, they are beating you. But somehow, he can influence the decision. Somebody was knocked down and up. They can influence. He said, so it was a split decision. And therefore, now we want to say and still the heavyweight champion. Which means that even though the person lost, he's still the heavyweight champion because the promoter, Don King, had the ability to influence decisions. Had the ability. In those days that Alex Ferguson was the coach of Manchester United, they had a time, they call it Fergie time. Fergie time. That means that time is about 10 or some few minutes to the end of the game. And then he will start looking at the referees in a certain way. And he had a watch. I don't know. I hear he could stop his watch or something. So he will go to a referee and show the watch. This is the time. And then the referee gets confused. But I realize 4 minutes have been added to the time. I remember when Manchester was playing with Bayern Munich for the UEFA Cup someday. Bayern Munich had scored Manchester United 90 minutes. Alex Ferguson added 4 minutes. Within the 4 minutes, Manchester scored and won the match. That means that he had the ability to influence matches. Today, I want to announce to you that you have a promoter who has the ability to influence and change decisions. They may sit down and say that they are going to change your position. But he will say, he will shake his head. Oh, no, 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 no. I need extra time for him. extra time for him. By the time you realize, the thing was supposed to be ended in 90 minutes. But I see some of you are getting extra time. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That is why Psalm 75 verse 6 and 7 says, For promotion, cometh neither from the east. The east means your uncles. The east means your education. The east means your background. Neither does it come from the west. The West is your confidence in something that you thought that this is what is going to propel me in life. But it doesn't come from there, nor from the South. Some of you have some East, West, and South things that you are depending on for your promotion. But the Bible says it does not come from there. That is why up to today, the promotion has not come. Because you are looking at the wrong side of things. You are looking at the wrong things. Wrong things. Promotion does not come from this south, east, and west. No. That is what many of you have realized that you are beautiful, but your promotion of marriage has not come. Because your south and your east has been your beauty. But you have forgotten that beauty cannot promote you. Your south and your east has been your beauty. So if you have not broken through in life because your west has been your education, that your everything is relied on. Everything is relied on. But let me tell you something. The Bible said that it does not come from there. It has also not come from the west. But God is the judge. And he does what? He putteth down one and setteth up another. Tonight I see God setting you up in the name of Jesus. Anything that has put you down, which God is not involved in, is giving way tonight. Tonight the one who set up is lifting you up from wherever you are in the name of Jesus. You will not remain where you are. God is the one who set up. He set up one. It means he is the one who promotes. Man can never promote himself or herself. You can promote as long as and as far as. That's why one day I was trying to promote a lady to a gentleman. I promoted and promoted and promoted. But the gentleman's heart was not in the woman. I did that, but it got to a point. It won't work. You see, because I was the one promoting. But if God had put the woman in his heart, that would have worked. Hallelujah. So God is the one who put up one. I remember a story, a testimony. Her boss told her, I'm traveling. When I come, your position shall be declared vacant. God, we have no need of you in this organization. Hey! And this lady, who knew her God, like the song says, Wona, Wonim, Wone Rade, Sawa Sobranyeshe, Oh, yeah. Listen to the song. How does it say? Those who don't know their God. But we who know our God. Jesus Christ, so somebody who had not the power to promote and to put down told a child of God that where you are, I am going for a meeting. When I come back, your position will be declared vacant. But because she knew her God, she came to church one Sunday and we prayed over a bottle of oil. Then she took it to the office, entered the office and poured the oil and said, I declare that I shall not leave this place. Hey!
Whoa! Jesus Christ, serve me, that I set it oh, yes, yes,
listen, when the boss came from up, whilst he was there, God decided to put him down and set his child up. So he was informed as an expatriate staff in Ghana that we will no longer need you in Ghana again. So as you have come for this conference, this is your last meeting. He who had told the child of God, when he came, he rather has lost his position. And then she is still in that place as of today. Hey! What a mighty God we serve. That is why if there's anybody you have to make happy, it is this promoter, this promoter, this promoter, the one who can promote you, who can set your business up. Hey! Started your business many years, it has never gone international. I introduce to you someone who can advertise your business for you to go international. Oh God, promote businessmen and businesswomen in this church. Make their businesses go outside the borders of Ghana in Jesus' name. If you make God happy, He will promote you. So don't fight to promote yourself. Just make God happy. Just make God happy. Make God happy. Do things that will make God happy and you'll be promoted. Now, why should we make God happy? Because God will protect you if He's happy with you. But what are the things? We need protection. We need promotion. We need protection. Hallelujah. We need protection. We need promotion. The devil wants to kill us. But God will protect you. Hallelujah. Psalm 66 verse 3. It says, say unto God. Say unto God. How terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Hallelujah. Through the greatness of thy power, your enemies, the poverty, the sicknesses, the diseases, through the greatness of God's power. You see, no enemy can stand God. The Bible said the last enemy was death. And the last time we heard, the last enemy had been defeated. When Jesus died and rose again from the dead and collected the keys from the hand of the enemy. From that time, the last killer was killed. Nobody else. So there's no enemy that God cannot deal with. That is why instead of fighting your enemies, make God happy. Instead of doing what? Fighting your enemies. Make God happy. When you make God happy, He will take the fight for you. Yeah. That's why some of you put your hands together for Jesus. That is why some of you, you must be careful who you fight. You might be careful. Those people were fighting David. Can you imagine somebody that God says is a man after my heart, and you are fighting him? Wow. It's like you don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. So if you make God happy, the demons and the devils will come. Who told you? Look, the demons and the devils, they're always around. We know. Last week, Wednesday, we saw a terrible manifestation of demons and devils. One of our churches, one of our branches, they had a meeting in the evening service. When they were going to the service, the usher saw a snake. And saw something like a rubber. But when he went close, it was a snake, black snake. So he took a big block. I mean, if I see a snake, I prefer to run than to take a block. I mean, that would be my first reaction. I mean, the snake should go to where it's going to. I also go to where I'm coming from. One draw. But this one, it wasn't like me. So he took the stone and hit the snake at the midsection. So the snake was struggling. He went into the church and called some of the ushers to come and see that he has killed the snake. When they came, do you know what they came to see? Two other snakes have come. I'm not life story. Two other snakes have come. The first one had tied the tail to the tail of this snake, and the other one had tied it to the head of the snake, and they were trying to pull the snake. In fact, when the person told me, I asked the person, are you sure you didn't watch a Nigerian film last night? He said, look, I have witnesses. Hey! In fact, I was, when I heard the story, I was standing with some Togolese and some people from the Volta region. And I told the guy, I said, hey, Master, this one, Togo self, we know see some before. Togo self, we know see some before. Hey! And then they killed the two snakes. I think they had come to take him to the hospital. So they killed the two snakes. In fact, all of them said, Master, this one, they be human beings. This one, they be human beings. They were Red Cross. They were come to take them to the hospital for ambulances. So they killed these snakes and took them away from the church. And they burnt them. When they were burning them, they all called themselves together. Where they were dead, though. They managed to call themselves unity in death. But can you believe what happened? When they finished and they were going back to the church, the spot that they killed the snake, another snake had come. They had sent a GPRS to one of the snakes that this is where the action is. So he followed the location by the satellite and came there. When he came, look, how many of you were there when that thing happened? Give me a wave. See, what I'm talking about, you see, you think I'm lying. When they came, then this one also came. He's come to, maybe he's the specialist or something. So he's coming to give this thing. And they killed that snake too. Hallelujah. I said that, you see, if the Lord is happy with you, 10,000 snakes shall be released against you. All sort of demons shall be released against you, but none of them can work against you in the name of Jesus. So shall it come to pass that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, because God is the one who fights your enemy. He said, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. They shall come and bow to you. They shall come and bow to you. Let's just look at Luke chapter 10, verse 17. After Jesus had sent the 70 people to go and evangelize, Bible says when they came back, verse 17 of Luke 10, and the 70 returned again with joy. They returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. May every devil every demon, every witch, every wizard, any incantation they have said in secret places against your life, any curse they have cursed you, anything that they have done, may that thing one day be subject to you in Jesus' name. Through the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus. If God is happy with you, you don't fight for yourself. That's what David said. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want. In other words, God is happy with me. Therefore, I shan't want for a visa. This morning, I had a call. He said, Bishop, he said, I have sent it in a picture form. I didn't even want to talk. I've sent a visa. I said, why? This is someone who has been believing God to travel, to join the husband, to join the husband for a long time. And then, somehow, the devil told the husband that I don't like him. The devil told the husband that I don't like him. So then the husband also had a certain attitude towards me. Eventually, I got to, so we spoke and he had to apologize and everything. When he finished, I told him, I said, look, do you know what you have to do? Do ABCD. As soon as he did the ABCD, today I was there, then I got a picture, I said, I have been given. Yeah, I've been giving it like that. Yeah. You know, sometimes the person who can help you is a person also the devil make you have certain thoughts against a person. And so what happens is that then your blessing is blocked. Look, you can ask my wife, now I don't sleep. Every day they are calling me. Every day I can't believe it that I believe this. I can't believe it that I thought of this. I can't. I said, don't worry. We're all human beings. We all do it. It happens once in a while. Hallelujah. But today, God has done it. And I don't want to go into details much. Hallelujah. But you see, if you make God happy, there is nothing that, you see, that's what some of you should even make your pastor happy. This one, it just came to pass. It's just passing through. Make your pastor happy. Sometimes when he's even praying and your name comes to his mind, he can just say something, but then realize something has happened. Recently, somebody sent me a text that she was on N1 and then she saw a flying car. A flying car, that means a car that has lost control and had decided to become a plane. Towards her. But God being so good, the car just landed in front of her and she didn't die. She didn't know that just after that, one of my pastors called me that she was in her office and something told her to pray. So she just started praying against accident or something on the motorway. She just started praying. Unknown to her, somebody was just praying. And so that thing just passed like that. She could have died. Hallelujah. So if God is happy with you, I tell you, your enemies are in trouble. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man makes God happy, Proverbs 16:7, if when a man's ways please, when a man makes God happy, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. So just make God what? Happy. Make God happy and you'll be okay. Hallelujah. Why should you make God happy? Why should you make God happy? Because see, when you make God happy, he'll be on your side. When you make God happy, he'll be on your side. And how many of you want God to be on your side? Hey, listen, let everybody be against you, but let God be on your side. Let God be on your side. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8 verse 31, it says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, that means that if God is on our side, who can be against us? Who? Your boss? The economy? demons, witches. If God be on our side, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Hallelujah. So get God to be on your side. And when God comes to your side, I tell you, you'll be sitting at the interview. And then you see that you don't know what will happen, but they say they want you. Hey, somebody receive that thing. You see, let try and get God by your side, please. Get God on your side. Stop getting approval of men. Stop getting people to side with your case. Those who are siding with your case, they have no power. They can't do anything. The only one who, when he sides with you, is important is God. He has the power to change things. Let God side with you. Let God side with you. If God be for you. So I would rather that God will be for me. I would rather that God will be for me. I would rather that God will say, I am pleased with you. I would rather that God is, I'm pleased with you, than the whole world saying I'm pleased with you, but God is not pleased with you. Hey, you will see that the same world will lift you up, and the same world will put you down. So make God happy. Tell your friend, tell your person, make God happy. In conclusion, make God happy, and he will organize a perpetual jam. Jams, 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 party. Perpetual party in your life. Every day, your life will be a jam. How many of you have gone for jams before? Yeah. Jams. Party. Make God happy. The sound in your home will change from sound of mourning, sound of crying, sound of complaining, sound of disappointment, to sounds and joys of jams. Hey! Those days when, you know, people go to abroad and come and they will put in music in their cars. Those days that you see somebody's boot and this type of bass combo is behind the boot. And then they will be playing in town. Boom, 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 boom. And we'll be looking at them and say, hey, they have gone and they've come. They are jamming in the car. You only hear the boom, 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 boom. Hey, I said, this is what is going to happen now. Now people will be hearing in your life. What? Boom, 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 boom. They will see you dancing. They will see you shaking your head. They will not know what's happening. God is the one who will be jamming in your life. Hey! There are going to be some jams. Perpetual happiness. Perpetual party. Hey! You shall always celebrate. When God is happy with you. Hey! You see, when God, you see, sometimes, look at David. Look at David. Because God was happy with him. Even all his things, God forgot about it. Look at David. Even when God is happy with you, even your mistakes, sometimes he forgets. It's like my father who has taken some small 2 bottles of Guinness. Anything you ask, he will give it to you. Anything you ask, he will give it to you. Don't go and say, God gets drunk. I'm saying that. Just as in the book of Songs of Solomon, he said, be drunk with my love. God can also be drunk with your happiness and the joy and your name. And God can just behave that way. That's what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. So if God is happy with you, he will organize a party for you. And so this one is going to give us the key to make God happy. And then we'll close and go home. Hallelujah. Now, after the prodigal son, after the prodigal son had come home or had come to his senses, you see, repentance starts with your mind and your heart. Do you get it? Sometimes, when you talk to somebody, the person doesn't repent. Do you get it? But agrees. He has not repented, but agrees with you. It's a very dangerous thing. Do you get it? That means that the person has not had a change of mind, but just agrees with you. That means that any other thing that happens, the person itself can still come. Do you get it? And his or her thing can still be manifested. But this time, the Bible said, this boy came to his senses. He came to his senses. You know, there are times that some things must not make sense to you. Do you get it? How can you be in a rich man's home and suddenly you are eating with pigs? You are eating with pigs. You are fighting over pigs' food and everything. I mean, no, you see, you don't need PhD. You see, you don't need PhD to know that I need to think. Do you get it? You need common sense. You need common sense to think. So the man had to think. And he came to his senses. And many of us, we need to think and come to our senses. We have still not come to our senses. We are still out there, agreed to things, accepted things, but we have not been persuaded, neither have we come to our senses. And so it's like we are floating. But the man came to his senses and said, but look at me. Even the hired servant in my father's house, even the hired servant, the basis of the people in my father's house is even better than me. And I heard bishops say that, you see, it takes even humility to accept that there are people like that who can be a help of help to you. It takes people humility to accept that even this person is better than me. Even this person is better than me. You have been up here. We know you have been up before. But now, that person is better than you. It takes a certain heart to accept that this is better than me. And that is what made Naaman healed. Because he had to know that even though this is a maid servant, but there is something that I also have to listen to her. And after that, he got his healing. So when he came to his senses, he said, no. I want to go to my father. I want to go. And if I go to my father, I'm not even going to tell my father that he should take me as a son. He said, you make me a boy in the house. I'm not going to equate myself. See, this is humility. Like Jesus, he counted not robbery to be equal with God, though he was God. This humility. He just said, look, you just make me like a boy in the house. And then the Bible says, he told his father in verse 20, 15, when he came to his father, and he arose and came to his father. We are coming to the key. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran. Hallelujah. When he was a great way off, you see, what the father has seen, which no one has seen, is the heart that had changed. Is the heart that, no one had seen that thing, but the father had seen. And you see, all of us sitting here, what is on your face is what we see. But what is in your heart? Man doesn't, unless God reveals to man. But God knows everybody's heart here. And there are some hearts here, even before I finish preaching, God is running to you. Angels are running to you. Blessings are running to you. Doors are opening. God, they are good hearts. Because the one who has the power to bless, he sees the heart. And the one who has no power to bless, as I'm here, I have no power to bless. Bishop Monsi has no power to bless. Reverend Frank has no power to bless. The one who has power to bless is God. And then as I'm standing here now, he knows your heart. He even what you are thinking, he has heard, he has seen it. He has heard what you are thinking, what you are saying, what you are thinking, what you have said. But he knows everything. You cannot hide anything. So when the father saw the boy, and the boy didn't even know that the father had seen what had happened. The boy even didn't know that the father had seen what had happened earlier on. So whilst he was far away, the father had had that inner witness that my son has had a change of heart. If this guy had not just had the change of heart, I just decided to go back home, the father would not have run to him. What made the father run to was the change of heart. The change of heart. Not just to go. Not just to go. Yeah. I've seen wives. You talk to them. They have a quarrel. you talk husband and wife, and as they are leaving, you know that the man has not changed, the wife has not changed, but they have agreed that they will have sex tonight. That's all. But when they said, please, go and have sex. So they said, you have agreed that you have sex tonight, but then they have not changed. Everything is the same. But they had a change of heart because of that. You see, what moves God is the heart. And what will make you go out of this place with a blessing is the heart. What did God do to the woman with the issue of blood? So she said within herself, how did God hear? How did God hear? He said, she said within herself. You know, God heard what she said within herself. So anything you say within yourself, God hears. And can you imagine an angel has come? He's just about to drop a blessing in your heart, in your life, but you have said something within your heart. And they say, oh, no, 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 no. I cannot run and meet this person. I cannot run and meet this person. Then the angel just turns and look for another person. Hey, I see somebody with that heart. Receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. Hey. And then the father ran to him. Ran to him. The Bible said he arose and came. But when the father saw him, had compassion and ran and fell on his neck. And fell on his neck. Do you know the neck I'm talking about? Do you know the neck I'm talking about? A neck that is coming straight from pigs. Pig urine, pig toilet, pig vomit. The net was so dirty. And yet the father fell. Look, if you make God happy, it doesn't matter how dirty you are. He will still come to you and embrace you. He will never give you up. He will never give you up. He will never. No matter how dirty you are, just make him happy. And then what did he do? And Bible said, and he kissed him. Hey, I mean, even sometimes, if you have brushed your teeth, you cry, you brush your teeth. He said, it has not been easy to maintain the whiteness of your teeth. How much more somebody who has been eating with pigs for months? His teeth have become yellow with sparojara and all that kind of things. And yet, when he came, even your wife, early morning, she wants to kiss you. But because of the Kobe she ate the night before, forgot to clean her mouth. When she wanted to kiss you and open her mouth, darling, even if you have stroke, you'll be able to, you have the power and energy to get healing. He can even bring you back to life. Hey! But this God, when he saw the son, with all his smelly mouth and everything, he still kissed him. I see the Lord kissing somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Hey. And then he didn't end there. But say he kissed him, and then what did he do again? The next verse. And the Bible says that he kissed him, and they said to the father, Father, I have sinned. But the father said to him, he told the father, I have sinned. But the father said to him, God was not listening to what he was saying. Look, when God is happy with you, he will not even listen to what you are saying. Somebody told me, I've gone to this embassy for a long time. They never gave me a visa. Then this time around, as we prayed for the person, she went, or he went. He or she said that they did not even ask me anything. Even I was prepared to say, God, this time I've really prepared, but they didn't ask me even any question. They just decided to just give it to me without a question. That means that as the boy was trying to explain his situation, the father was not listening. No. The father said, oh, stop what you are saying. Father has seen. They said, look, bring forth the best robe. Bring forth the best robe. That means, that see, you are trying to tell God why. And say, no, I'm not interested. I've already seen in your heart. I've already seen in your heart. What matters is in your heart, not what you say. Not what you say. That's why when he's on the mountain top, it's easy to talk. But when you come to the valley, that's where what is in your heart begins to come. Hallelujah. Especially some of us who have said about this church, we'll be in this church. Now that the mountains are shaking, we want to see whether you were just talking or you meant what you were saying. Yeah. Now that what is in your heart is going to come forth. Now that what is in your heart is going to come. Hallelujah. The father didn't listen to what his mistakes were. The father didn't listen to. Recently, one of my children called me about something. And as he was telling me, he was very sad. And he thought I would be angry with him. But rather, I was rather thinking of how I can make him happy in that situation. That's what I was thinking about. How can I make him happy in that situation? And that's how God is. When God is happy with you, that's how God behaves. So bring forth the best rope and put it on him. And some of you, I see God giving you a new rope in the name of Jesus. You see, what you have been wearing is some cloth you bought from Giorgio Armani, Calvin Klein belt, of a tam dress, Nalem clothing. That's what you are wearing, no? But God has a special dress for you. God has a special dress for you. When God puts that rope on you, it don't matter the size of your body. When people see you, they see somebody special. They see something special. May God put that rope on somebody here in Jesus' name. So put that rope on him. Put that rope on him and then give him a new shoe. A new shoe. Shoes are very important. And some of you are going to receive more shoes in Jesus' name. And then God said, I bring the fatted calf. Now the party is about to start. See, before the party, you have to dress. Before the party, you have to dress. How can you go to a party and you are not dressed? So all the time that God was dressing him for the party. So when God finished and gave him stiletto shoes, gave him his suede shoes, gave him his kambu, and then he now is sad, and God said, now bring the fatted calf. And then they brought the calf and they slaughtered the calf. And he said, now let's be happy. Let's jam. And at that time they started boom, cha, boom, boom, cha, boom, cha, boom, boom, cha, boom, boom, cha. Hey, the house, everybody, all the people around said, what's happening in this house? But they knew when the man's son left, and all of them had been hearing in town what the man's son had been doing. Suddenly, all the man's music had started playing. Boom, cha, boom, boom, cha, boom. And he saw that the people in the house were, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey. And if his son was called, just say, go, James, go, James, go, James, go, James. Go James. And James came there, James was dancing. And all of them were happy. Go James. Hey, hey, hey. People were surprised. What is happening there? What is happening there? They were surprised. Hey. And this old man, the old man himself, when he came to stand in the balcony, the old man remembered some of his steps. And then boom, gap, boom, gap, boom. And the old man was dancing. Said, is that not the old man there? Is that not the old man there? He was boogieing. Hey, party, party in the house. So the man now decided to tell the whole world why he was happy, why his mood has changed, why there was joy. And what did he say? He said, This my son was lost, was dead. This my son was dead. And he's alive again. And this my son was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. They began to be happy. Dear friend, the greatest key at this Proton Convention that I'll give to you is that make God happy. And what makes God happy? What makes God happy? What makes God happy? You know, as you are sitting here, there are people, when you tickle them, they will not move. If you like tickle the person, as you see. Some tools, if you tickle them. But you see, this tickle may not make the person move, but there is something about a person that if you touch, go Bishop, if you touch, hey, yeah! Don't move your hand, put your hand there, please. I don't like what you are doing, but I keep doing it. Hey! God too, he has some spots. When you touch that spot, he cannot but just to be happy. And what is it? When you win a soul for Jesus. Win a soul and make God happy. Win a soul and make God happy. And then bring back a backslider to God and make God happy. By the time you realize happiness and joy. Listen, if there's ever a time you want to make a request to God, anytime you come to church and the altar call is made and the people come here, you can make that prayer. Because at that time, the whole of heaven is rejoicing. God is intoxicated with the blessing that is here. So at that time, that people are clapping and say, Lord, please, as you are happy, remember my car. Remember my house. Remember my business. Remember my days. So as the souls are getting born again, there is joy in the atmosphere. Joy. That's when to make requests. Hallelujah. That's when to make requests. So, beloved, don't seek to make anybody happy. But see, as long as God is happy with you, everybody who is in tune with God will be happy with you. It's as simple as that. Make God happy. Make God happy. And then God will also settle you. God will settle you. Hallelujah. He will settle your problems for you. He'll just make things easy for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here today. Bible says that he had a change of heart. He came to himself. That signified a change of heart. I pray that thing will enter our hearts. About the fact that when you see souls saved, when you see backsliders come to you, you become happy and you bless us. May this enter our heart, and may we not take it lightly, and may we not take it for granted. May we be Christians and a church and a people who will be interested in making you happy, and therefore bring souls to God and souls to church, who will be interested in getting people outside of church into the church. Those that Satan has laid weight on them and has taken them away, may we have the heart to bring them back, to make you happy. And Lord, we know that as long as we make you happy, all our needs will be met. We thank you for today. I thank you for every hand that is raised up here today. And I thank you for every life that's represented here today. Thank you, Lord, that nobody here is living the same. Even the most confused is receiving peace of mind. He's being settled in the spirit. Thank you for the work you are doing here tonight. Special work. Work that is going to be with us for years to come. Thank you. Thank you for that heart that you have touched. For that life that you have touched. Thank you that this life, put your hand in on your chest. This life, I'm pointing you to God now. Thank you that this life will never, ever, ever lack. It won't be under again. And it won't be defeated again. Thank you that all the weapons of the enemy fashioned against this life, because this life from today has made you happy. You have turned things around for their favor. Thank you that the most unusual person here who never ever thought of that blessing is receiving that blessing in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father, I bless everybody from the front to the back. I bless them. Those who don't have jobs, give them jobs. Who are in debt, pay their debt for them. Let businesses be set up, better their lives and promote them. You are the only one who can lift up. That's why, Lord, tonight we appeal to you to put them up and promote them. Pull them from where they are. In the name of Jesus. There's a heart here. That heart has a lot. You see, I see things like mouse, cockroach, lizard, reptiles in that heart. And that thing has blocked God. Blocked God. Even the closest person to you has never known that thing in your heart. But you have been able to pretend for a long time. But today, God is saying that like his son, the prodigal son, come to your senses. And that is what has blocked your blessing. It has blocked your blessing for years. You have kept it. It has blocked your blessings. Things that see, God tells me, look, God is telling me that Ishmael is such a secret that it may never be known, but I know it. I know it. Not me, he, God, knows it. But today, come to your senses. It's for your own good. It's for your own promotion. It's for your own breakthrough. Let it come out. Let it come out. I want you to do something. When you do it, just tell yourself that today I let this thing go. All these secret things, all these lies I have told, all these things I have pretended, all this I have done, today I'm letting it go so that God will run to me, fall on my neck, change my garment, kiss me, and make a party for me. So I want you to breathe in. When it's coming out, determine that everything is out of your heart forever in the name of Jesus. So breathe in, out. In the name of Jesus, you are released, you are blessed, you have received God's blessings in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.